afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Rai Way Full Year 2017 Results Analyst Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giancarlo Benucci, Head of Corporate Development and Investor Relations of Rai Way. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and welcome to all of you. Thanks for joining our 2017 Full Year Results Conference Call. As usual, I'm here with Aldo Mancino, CEO, and Adalberto Pellegrino, CFO. Let me now hand the call over to Aldo. Please, Aldo, go ahead.
Thank you, Giancarlo, and good afternoon to everyone. It's a real pleasure for me to be here today and to present a very good set of numbers, which are fully in line with our expectations. Before handing over to Adalberto for a more detailed discussion of our numbers, I'll give you some remarks on the key takeaways of 2017. Still, with a lack of inflation, we have been able to reach an outstanding 53.4% adjusted EBITDA margin, supported by the benefits we are getting from operational efficiency and cost control. I will elaborate more on this in a while. Also, our net result is materially higher compared to 2016 at 56 million euros, allowing us to propose to our annual general meeting the distribution of a 0.2026 dividend, equal to almost 100% payout ratio and to an outstanding 4.4% dividend yield, a further evidence of our commitment towards the remuneration of our shareholders. Indeed, if you compare the proposed dividend with the first 0.123 dividend we paid after the IPO, we exceeded a 60% increase in 4 years, just 4 years. Regarding the activities for Rai, our efforts in 2017 have been mainly on executing and monetizing the projects already agreed in the previous years that indeed contributed quite positively to our numbers, with more sizable initiatives temporarily put on hold pending on the outcome and the obligations of the new service contract with the government. However, the good news is that a few weeks ago, at the beginning of March, the 2018-2012 service contract has been published in Gazzetta Ufficiale, and since then, operative. We are pleased that with the agreement, not only because it confirms the importance of Rai Way and our know-how to support the technological evolution of Rai, consider for that for the first time, Rai Way has been directly mentioned in the agreement. Also, it has already started to unlock additional services that will start supporting our top line in 2018 with more tangible contribution in the following years. We have also revised our commercial proposition to our third-party customers, and we're doing that focusing on the way we approach our customers, more proactive, time to market oriented, and with an even stronger value proposition based on the benefit in terms of coverage, reliability, and cost that customer can achieve through our infrastructure and services. This evolution has already started to bear some fruits with raising interest by broadcasters that led to first contracts with national radio broadcasters and selected local TV broadcasters, and with the possibility to further extend the perimeter. We are really work a lot on this, and we aim to have nice upside in the future. Moving now to the external factors that have characterized our 2017, and starting with the 700 megahertz refarming process. Although it has been included in the Italian budget law, the process has still a number of moving parts yet to be defined. This both from a technological and an operational standpoint. Therefore, we, with the limited information available so far, no one is, say, in the position to produce reliable and solid forecasts of how the refarming will affect the business. But we think that more clarity on the potential impact will come with the issue of the national plan for the assignment of the frequencies, the so-called PNAF, and with the definition of the criteria of the, for the awarding of frequencies. But keep in mind that the public consultation of, on these fronts has not yet started. For the time being, looking closer to the way, we can just confirm the feeling that we already anticipated to you, namely that the process will likely result in a lower number of multiplexes in the system, but new activities related to the upgrade of the network are expected for a way. And in this perspective, some preparatory activities have already been included in the new Rai government service contract. And 2017 and the first months of this year have been most important for the long-debated sector consolidation as well. In March, we have finalized a long-term agreement for the operation and maintenance of the Norba Group's network that also included the acquisition of assets. And then, as you all know, we decided to take part in the potential disposal process of Petfidera. This involvement has, in our view, a very solid industrial and strategic rationale. On February 2018, we presented, together with Italian fund F2I, a joint binding offer with a structure that we consider compliant with the current regulatory framework, according to which Railway would acquire the network infrastructure and sign a long-term agreement for the supply of broadcasting services. And this offer has not been considered satisfactory by the sellers, but however, we continue to be in contact with them to understand how they intend to proceed with the process. Unfortunately, let me say, we do not have much more to comment on this. All that said, thanks to the results achieved and to our strong commitment toward the execution and continuous efficiencies, we are confident that 2018 will continue on the path to a solid and sustainable growth, as I will elaborate later on. Now moving to slide number 5, let's look in more detail at the activities we focused on during 2017. Starting with our main customer, Rai, as anticipated, in 2017, we experienced a softer inflow in terms of size of new projects inside, pending the renewal of the service contract with the government. Nonetheless, we finalized a number of new contracts, ranging from the continuous tightening up of frequencies on multiplex one to still marginal extension of coverage, further rollout of the DAB network in the north of Italy, and some preparatory activities ahead of the refarming process. So 2017 was a peculiar year. As I said before, the new service contract has been finally and officially published just a few days ago and has already started to unlock additional activity. Moving to slide six. For what is related to our activity, the agreement is mainly focused on, as you see in the slide, on two areas: the TV and radio network quality and preparatory activities ahead of the spectrum refarming. So about network quality, it includes all the activities aimed at improving the current networks in terms of coverage and features. In particular, according to the obligation of the contract, RAI is committed to assure at least 95% population coverage for each multiplexes farther than multiplex one. And concerning the spectrum refarming, preparatory activities are going on with the release of the 3.6, 3.8 GHz bandwidth, and currently used, as you know, for our radio links, but that to be reallocated to 5G networks. And the rearrangement also of multiplex one that will use only VHF frequencies and will be partially open to regional TV broadcasters. In each of those two areas, we already have a pipeline of new services at different stage of negotiation. So for some of them, at least for the first tranches, contracts have been already finalized, and the rest will progressively follow as visibility on the refarming process improves and the number of technical points addressed. But, right, the relation with RAI is always very positive and constructive, so I am confident that the outcome of the current and future negotiation will be beneficial for both of us. In the context, we have focused even more on operational efficiency. So moving to, as you can see, moving to slide number seven. And cost control has been a pillar of our performance over the last 3 years. We have made remarkable progresses in all the main items of our cost base. As you can see in the slide, starting from personnel, we have improved our organization by all means, redesigning and continuously strengthening the organizational model, always benchmarking ourselves with the best in class companies and optimizing costs. And it's working on the headcount through the early retirement plan that contributed to the overall 7.2% reduction. And on the variable components of the payroll, that have been partially revised. Material savings have also been achieved with the rationalization of all the other major cost items, in particular the intercompany cost component, through the insourcing of some activities and the optimization of rents, and this is still ongoing activity. And finally, regarding the maintenance capex, we have been able to rationalize spending on both active and passive components, although let me suggest not to take the particularly low level reported in 2017 as a proper run level rate going forward. Now, let's look in more detail at our performance in 2017, moving to slide number 8. Starting with core revenues that reached 216.2 million euros, so 0.5% higher than 2016. Still without any meaningful contribution from CPI and benefiting from increasing revenues from third-party customers, up 1.2%, and slightly higher revenues coming from RAI. And then moving to the operating profitability, that shows another significant improvement of adjusted EBITDA and profitability. Adjusted EBITDA increased to 115.5 million euros, so up 3.8% year-on-year, and this thanks to higher core revenues and other income, and to a 2.7% year-on-year reduction of operating costs. And consequently, the adjusted EBITDA margin reached 53.4%, so 170 basis points higher than in 2016. Moving to the bottom line, you can see the remarkable growth of a net income, up 34.6% year-on-year at 56.3 million euros. And now on the financial side, CapEx amounted to 23.7 million euros, also 11.2 million euros related to development initiatives and M&A, and 12.5 million euros to maintenance capex. Then net debt almost held at 4.8 million euros versus 9.4 million euros last year. And perhaps it would look even better, excluding some temporary negatives related to the working capital, but already we have solved it in January. And last but not least, cash conversion remains then very strong at 89.2%. So you can see good performance. Of 2017, say, translates into a sound dividend proposal of 20.26 euro cents per share, equal almost 100% payout ratio and a remarkable 4.4% dividend yield. Let me just underline that including this dividend, since the IPO, we have distributed to our shareholders approximately 170 million euros, so more than 20% of the capital market at the time of the listing. With this, I'll hand over to Adalberto to run through the detailed dynamics behind our results. Adalberto.
Thank you, Aldo. Good afternoon to everyone, and good morning to those that are connected from the States. I will provide you with some details on the main trends of our KPIs, and then Aldo will guide you through our expectation for 2018. Let's start from the revenues from RAI, slide nine. Overall, they amount 181 million euro, which is half million higher than the result reached in 2016. As expected, the fifth consideration did not visibly benefit from inflation, which in 2017 was close to zero. The fifth consideration amount in 2017, 175.2 million. 2018 figures will benefit from the level of the Italian CPI recorded in the last months of the previous year. That was equal to 0.8%. Let's talk about the recurring services, flat at 1.3 million, both in 2017 and 2016. As far as the revenues from new services, they grew from 4.2 million in 2016, reaching 4.5 million in 2017. It's important to go into more details, because in making this comparison, we should take into consideration that 2017 figures include approximately 1 million related to cyclical events, while 2017 adjusts the limited contribution from one project. That was the contribution services we provide in the context of the G7 in Taormina. Stripping out these effects, the overall contribution of the new services was up 1.1 million from 3.1 million in 2016, reaching so 4.4 million euro at the end of 2017, but with an improvement in the quality of the services we provide, recurring services. The most important projects that account for two-thirds of the total revenues, more or less, are the upgrade of the contribution network, as you may recall, and the completion of the HD channels broadcasting on satellite platform. Moving now on the other component of our revenues, let's go to slide 10. Slide 10, revenues from third parties were up 500,000 euro, reaching 35.2 million euro at the end of 2017, as a result of mixed dynamics. First of all, we have the impact of the Norba deal. As Aldo already mentioned, we have this positive impact that is going to be accounted starting from the 1st of March. We have 10 months of positive impact coming from this acquisition. The fixed wireless access providers continuing their steady and solid growth. Unfortunately, offsetting this positive impact, there are the ongoing pressure coming from the mobile operators that led to a reduction in the range of 2%. That's it for the slide 10. Let's move to slide 11 on OpEx. Here you can see once again the remarkable improvement we have made thanks to our efficiency initiative that also Aldo described previously. Let's focus on the figures of the current year. In 2017, the total operating expenses amounted to 101.5 million euro, well below the 104.5 recorded in 2016, with savings on both personnel and other OPEX. Overall, personnel costs declined by almost 1 million euro, almost 2%, by the two drivers we have been working on over the last years. The early retirement plan, which in 2017 helped to reduce the count by 30 units, 21 if we consider the impact coming from the personnel we acquire in the context of the acquisition of Sud Engineering. And so we reach today, including Sud Engineering, 601 employees. We should have some increase in the next month because, as you may recall, in the context of the overall process, more than 60 people left the company, and in this context, we are hiring some new employees that will partially, of course, only partially, replace some of the personnel that left the company. Then, of course, there is also a positive impact, talking about the personnel cost, coming from the optimization of the variable component of the salary. So, if we exclude all the, let's say, non-recurring impact, the overall reduction of the personnel cost would approach 4%. Then, always on slide 11, other operating costs amounted to 55.7 million euro vis-à-vis 57.7 last year. And as we already told you during the year, this is due to first a favorable comparison with 2016 that was affected by the one-off costs related to the already mentioned cyclical events linked to the new services provided last year to RAI. And then there is also a limited impact coming from the prior year adjustment. But apart from this, the good news is that we recorded improvements in almost all the cost items, being able to more than offset the higher utilities cost. And this is something that you may also see in the slide 12, where there is a focus of the EBITDA evolution between 2016 and 2017. Talking about this slide, let me just spend a few words on the other revenues with an increase of 0.4 million euro vis-à-vis last year, vis-à-vis 2016, sorry, we're already 2018, so vis-à-vis 2016, and this increase is due to some compensation we receive in the third quarter. Rents were positively impacted by both the favorable comparison with 2016 due to the one-off events I mentioned, but, and this is an efficiency, lower car rental cost. Part is something that is related to the revenues, but about half of these of this reduction is coming from efficiencies. Then we have a positive impact also on the maintenance cost. Utilities, as mentioned, they grew year on year. We see an increase of 0.3 million euro, and this is coming from the unit cost of the energy. And finally, the intercompany cost confirmed the descending trend and provided 2017 adjusted EBITDA with an upside close to 1 million. And here the efficiencies achieved are related to lower volumes in all the categories of the services rendered by RAI, real estate, administrative cost, and ICT services. I would also mention the adjusted EBITDA margin, as also reminded by Aldo, that stood at an outstanding 53.4%. Looking now at the profit and loss down to the net income slide, in the following slide, we may see that we talk about core revenues, we talk about adjusted EBITDA, so let's focus on the adjustment, on the one-off that fell to 1.7 million euro vis-à-vis 6.8 million recorded in 2016. That's because in 2016, you may recall, we accrued also most of the 2017 cost for the incentives paid to the employees as part of the early retirement plan. Consequently, the EBITDA is much closer to the adjusted EBITDA in 2017 and reached almost 114 million euro. Below EBITDA, D&A and provision were 6.5 million euro, lower than in 2016, reaching 32.4 million euro. The reduction is mainly due to several impacts. First, let me highlight that there is a non-recurring positive impact due to the release of provisions accrued in the previous years for approximately 4 million euro, and this is clearly something extraordinary. And then the other driver of the reduction are in relation to the trend of our depreciation that continue to decrease, and actually I believe we reach a very low level, so starting from now, probably we should not expect any further important reduction. And then let me also clarify that when we presented the previous quarterly results, we mentioned that the extension of the useful life of certain assets whose impact on 2016 D&A was applied 100% in the last quarter of 2016. Therefore, the gap has been fully recovered in Q4 and in our full year numbers, so you no longer have any effect from this change. Let's go on the profit and loss, financial interest that continue to benefit from the reduction of our gross debt, and taxes are only 1.9 million higher than last year, notwithstanding a pre-tax profit more than 60 million higher. And this is because the change in the IRES tax rate that we already commented in the previous call. All this led to a 35 increase in our net income that rose to 56.3 million euro compared to 41.8 in 2016. Moving now to the financials. Our net debt at the end of December 2017 was 5 million euro, almost half compared to the 9.4 million recorded at the end of 2016. This reduction would have been even bigger without the significant increase in working capital that was impacted, temporary increase in working capital that was negatively impacted by a temporary build-up of trade receivable. This effect has been fully recovered, having already received the payment for in relation to those to this receivable. And secondly, the cash out for the payment of the early retirement incentives accrued in 2016. So again, something one-off. As far as the CapEx are concerned, the overall investment in 2017 reached 23.7 million, including the impact of the equity value of Sud Engineering for approximately 7 million euro. In terms of cash generation, before the impact of development CapEx, M&A investment and dividends, it stood at almost 58 million. Last slide, balance sheet. Our net invested capital was 181 million euros, slightly more than 10 million higher than at the end of 2016, mainly due to working capital that, as already mentioned, has been already absorbed. With that, I will hand back over to Aldo to go through the outlook for 2018. Thank you.
Thank you, Alberto, for your presentation. You have seen the good results we have achieved in 2017 and the solid trends behind them. We are confident we can bring this positive momentum also in 2018, and therefore continue on our path to growth. In particular, we expect for 2018 about adjusted EBITDA. Adjusted EBITDA continues to keep growing organically, and maintenance CapEx in the range of 9% of core revenues. However, going forward, the average level of 8.5% of core revenues is confirmed. With this, we will now welcome your question, and thank you.
Okay. We can now start with the Q&A.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Riccardo Boada with Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my questions, and congratulations for results. If I can ask, please, on Persevera, can you just maybe provide an update on where the situation stands at the moment? From your release, I understand that the offer that you made to Telecom Italia and the consortium is no longer binding. At the same time, the Telecom Italia situation makes them for like a for seller. Should we expect anything happening here? Separately, just like a question more conceptually. Given that you have a massive amount of capital which you could invest in the business, are you potentially thinking of doing something similar to what TDF in France is doing, which is investing in fiber to the home? I understand that in Italy, Enel Open Fiber is pursuing a greenfield rollout of fiber to the home, and they're actually quite upbeat about the return profile of those investments. Considering that you, as I said before, you have existing or available capital, could you potentially do something like that? Thanks so much.
Let me start with your second interesting question on the fiber to the home. I believe in Italy, in the market, there are already operators that are in a better position to us to do this work. Probably for us would be interesting, this is something that of course we look at, to focus not on the fiber to the home, but fiber to the tower to the extent, mainly in the rural area, we could have a role in order to have a ultra-broadband connection with a wireless platform. In this context, we are working in order to verify if there is the possibility to do some business in this sense. On specifically talking on the fiber to the home, for the time being, we are not thinking at this opportunity. Generally speaking, let me say that of course we have financial flexibility, and so to the extent we find interesting opportunity with the proper return consistent with our strategy, we will be more than happy to invest our money in these opportunities. And, I will leave Aldo to address your first question.
Yeah, about the first question about Persidera deal. Just to recap, the situation is that we presented a binding offer as disclosed in our press. Then, if you refer to TIM press release of February, our offer was considered compelling and obtained a positive valuation by its board, but the opposite has been indicated in the JD press release on 5 March, so as the offer has been considered not in line with the expectation and therefore rejected. Of course, the offer needs to be accepted by both of them in order to get through. But again, considering that as per team disclosure, the trustee Advolis has now been involved as a proxy holder in the execution of the board resolution on the basis of our offer, we presume that the process is still ongoing, and we are in contact to understand how they want to manage the process.
Thanks so much. If I can follow up on the procedure comment. So, is your understanding now that the process is still ongoing because like there's a legal mandate for Telecom Italy to dispose of this asset? And related to that, how does the entry of Elliott Advisors within TI shareholder base potentially replacing the Vivendi's directors in the AGM change the landscape?
Richard, on the fact that the process is still ongoing, we were referring just to a public announcement, a press release of Telecom Italia, so there is nothing to comment.
Okay.
On the second part of your question, again, we are not really in a position to give you particular comments, apart from the fact that Persidera has been indicated as a non-core asset long ago and confirmed as a non-core asset by several different boards of Telecom Italia. Having said that, it's really hard to predict if and how the situation of Telecom Italia might affect this process.
Thanks so much. That's extremely clear.
The next question is from Fabio Pavan of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, and thank you for taking my two questions. The first one refers to the reforming process. Do you have some flavor of when we should get some more visibility on this process? Do you think by probably next autumn we should have some more color, also because the process is apparently already a little bit in late? The second question is on the announcement that you have done about the proposal for the buyback. If I'm right, this is the first time you come out with something similar. This could represent a way to optimize your financial structure, waiting for maybe some deal to happen.
So just commenting your second question, no, this is not the first time. It's something that we do just to have flexibility to the extent we decide to we would need to buy some shares in different context. And of course, as you know, we cannot change our capital structure acquiring shares. So this is something that we already had in the past. We never used. We just put this in order to have flexibility to do this potential acquisition of shares to the extent we will decide to do it, but just for flexibility, and this is something that is not new.
About the first question, so the visibility for the and the timeline for the refunding process, based on the indicative timeline that is defined in the budget law, the most relevant milestone in order to properly assess the process and so to related impacts will be next month, May. So with the publication of the new so-called PNAF, the National Frequencies Plan, and in June with the definition of the roadmap for the release of frequencies and for regionalization of multiplex one in DHF. And next September, with the definition of criteria to award frequencies to national network operators. So this is, keep in mind that this time frame is, indicative, considering that as today the public consultation have not yet started. So perhaps some delay could be possible.
Thank you very much.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up from Ricard Boada with Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Yes, so on the refarming process, is there any risk that the Italian government, considering how fluid is the political situation, cannot make a decision in time to meet the European Commission deadline of 2022? We are hearing that something similar could happen in other countries. So, what are your thoughts on this?
No, I don't believe there will be delay. This is an important target for the country, and I don't see this risk.
And just like a final follow up, what is your best guess at this stage on how many MUXs can you keep, what rough impact should it have to the top line? Thank you.
In terms of MUX, with as Aldo mentioned at the beginning, there will be a decrease in terms of MUX, but as you know, to the extent we don't have, as of today, visibility on what would be the final result of this reduction, but in terms of overall impact, what we may say is that for sure we have a flexibility for the first MOOCs because of the five MOOCs that we manage for RAI, the fifth has really a limited impact on our financials because the coverage is really low. And then if we will have an impact on a second MOOCs, we, thanks to the fact that we manage for RAI both the passive and the active component, and because in the text of the law, in the text of this new service contract with RAI, there are a lot of opportunities for us. We strongly believe that this opportunity will offset the potential impact coming from a further reduction of an additional MOOCs on top of the first one that I mentioned.
Okay, that's pretty clear. Thanks so much.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, let us thank all the participants and have a good evening. Bye.
Thank you.